In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So my name is Father Celso, and we're continuing with the three appeals. This is the appeal of Luisa, where she begins at this point where she says, and now I invite everyone. So she's now allowing us, wanting us to go with her to begin to understand what this gift is about. She says, come with me to the Garden of Eden. Okay, one of the things that Jesus teaches Luisa, one of the great things that Jesus teaches Luisa is that the gift that God gives is the gift of bilocation to the souls in the divine will. Now, this is not the bilocation of the saints. You have to understand this. This is a different bilocation. It's Jesus in us, taking us where he wants to go. Okay? It's not like a saintly bilocation. This is a divine bilocation. So she says to us, come with me into the Garden of Eden. Now, what's really beautiful about this is when you begin to pray the rosary from now on, Jesus is going to invite you with his mother to witness the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. Go with Jesus and Mary and Luisa now to Bethlehem. Go with Jesus and Mary and now with Luisa to Cana. Go with Jesus and Mary and Luisa to Capernaum. Be with them. Enter into, see, your memory is going to be of Jesus, not of what they said about me or what they did against my family or what they did against my nation. No, your memory is going to be on the new Adam and the new Eve. So listen to what Luisa says. Come with me into the Garden of Eden. Now, don't limit God. If you say, well, I can't do that, God says, that's right, you can't. You've already doubted. You've already said, no, I can't give this to you. When we have to have the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother, let it be done to me as you say. Okay, when the angel came, she didn't say, you know, what about this, what about that? She said, how can I do this? I don't know man. How can I bring about what God wants? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you wish, as God wishes. Come with me to the Garden of Eden. With your mind's eye, go with Luisa to the Garden of Eden. What? Why? This is where our origin had its beginning. Listen to what Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno in 1947. Time has now come to an end. She says, my children are entering into eternity where they belong. Paradise, Eden, where they belong. Where the children of the devil will always be trapped in time and space. Great things are coming. Great things are coming. She says this, come with me back into the Garden of Eden, where our origin had its beginning, where the Supreme Being, God Almighty, Holy, Holy, Lord, Holy, Lord God of Sacred Oath, created Adam, making Adam king. giving Adam a kingdom to dominate all the earth, all the universe. Back being dressed in royalty, clothed in divinity. This kingdom, Louisa says, was the whole universe. But his scepter, his crown, his command came from the depth of his soul, in which resided as dominating king, the divine fiat, which constituted a true royalty in Adam. God wants to bring this back to us. This is where we belong. This is where we belong. We belong in the garden. All the animals in the Garden of Eden still exist. Nothing is dead in the garden. Nothing is inanimate in the garden. Everything is alive and still alive, waiting for the return of man. This is why Jesus wants to give us this gift of gifts. This is why Jesus wants to give us this prodigy of prodigies. He has waited 6,000 years, he told Louisa, to give this back to mankind. Why did Pope St. John Paul II get ready for the third millennium? Why did he say get ready for a new beginning, an abundance that's coming? He says he wants us to get ready for Our Lady says, the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. This is the third millennium. We've already gone through four millenniums before. So this is the seventh millennium. A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. What's so amazing about this is God is getting ready to restore mankind to where he belongs. So this is what he says. Adam's garments were royal. More than the refulgent, more spectacular than the sun in the sky. Adam's acts were noble, divinely noble. Adam's beauty was enrapturing. God loved Adam so much. God played with Adam. God called Adam my little king, my son. All was divine happiness. All was divine order. All was divine harmony. Jesus wants to bring us back there. That's where we belong. A new beginning for mankind. We have been redeemed. Now God wants to bring us back to where we were before the fall. That's what's coming. A new beginning. So Jesus says, this man, our first father, betrayed himself. Adam betrayed his kingdom. By doing his human will, Adam embittered his creator, his God. His God who had so exalted him and so loved him. And Adam lost his kingdom. That's why he had to leave the garden. He had to leave Eden. Go back with Louisa to the garden. Go back with Louisa to Bethlehem. Louisa went there often. Go back to Golgotha. Be with Jesus and Mary crucified. Watch what he did. Look at him. He wanted his mother to watch him die. He wanted his mother to watch him, the Lord God Almighty, go through this horrible crucifixion so that we her children, his children, would not have to ever die. You have to understand, Adam lost the kingdom of the divine will, and Jesus wants to give us back the kingdom of the divine will. And he bought it with every drop of his blood. Our Lady bought it. Jesus said, if the divine will didn't live in her, she would have died at Calvary with her son. Jesus says, the kingdom of the divine will, in which everything had been given to Adam. We are going back to where we were before the fall. That's what the Book of Heaven is all about. As we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, a new beginning happens for everybody. You begin to live a life that Jesus planned from the beginning of time. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no sin. This is what God has planned. And what he's asking of us is to enter into this life. Yes, we still have to go to confession. Why? This great day of the kingdom on earth hasn't happened yet. He's asking us to work with Louisa, to link ourselves to Louisa, so this will happen soon. God is going to bring about peace, joy, and happiness. Full of peace, full of joy, full of happiness. That's heaven. Now, on earth, what God has planned, hang on to your hats. It's going to be magnificent of what's coming. So he says this. The doors of the kingdom were closed to Adam and closed to us. So Jesus said, remember, 2,000 years ago, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. 2,000 years later, with Louisa, the kingdom is present if we want it. He says, I want to give you my joy that your joy may be complete. How can we be joyful with all this going on? By beginning to live in the divine will. The doors of the kingdom were closed to Adam, and God withdrew to himself the kingdom given to Adam. You know what's really amazing? He's already given the keys to the kingdom to one man, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. There is nothing to worry about. God has everything planned. When this man uses the keys to the kingdom, he is going to reopen the doors to the kingdom. Jesus planned this 2,000 years ago with Peter. The kingdom is going to be reopened, and there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. The gates of hell cannot and will not prevail, which means it's an all-out war inside and outside the church, an all-out war. But God says God is not going to lose. His kingdom is planned. He wants us to be in it. So he says to us, read the Book of Heaven. Listen to what I taught Louisa. Put this into practice. Study it. Put this into practice and watch how the kingdom will happen. It's going to happen on earth as it is in heaven. So we'll end there with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.